What is going on, friends? Welcome to My Weekly Mixtape, a show that takes the classic mixtape approach to building a modern playlist. I'm your host, Brian Colburn, and I am back with another randomized episode based on the topics you send in to me. And like I've said many a times, these could be anything that comes to your mind. These could be serious, humorous, in-depth, top level. I am here for it all. And so far, you guys have kept me on my toes and have not disappointed. And I'm expecting nothing less from what we have today. If you're listening and you haven't sent in episode ideas, what are you waiting for? MyWeeklyMixtape@gmail.com. You can send them to me on social media at MyWeeklyMixtape. You can find the show at All the Haunts. You can use the contact page at MyWeeklyMixtape.com or join the Mixtaper community at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. It's free to join and chime in, and there's other tiers there if you'd like to support the show a little bit extra. But without further ado, let's waste no time and get right into this week's topic. I love it. This is a topic sent in by Patreon mixtaper Sean Goff, and the topic, songs for a late night solo drive. Believe it or not, Sean, I have this exact playlist on my phone, and it's one that I've cultivated over many, many years. So this is going to be a really fun episode for me. But I want to talk about where my mind is at when I think about a late night drive. When my wife and I were dating, we did the long distance thing for a little over a year and change before we got engaged and started planning our future together. And during that time that we were dating, every other week we would drive up to see each other. Now, given the time I was working in network radio, there was no such thing as weekend or holidays or sleep. You worked whatever shift you were able to get. And my shift at that time was Wednesday through Sunday, 4 p.m. till midnight. My wife at the time was working a regular Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 shift. So we never shared the same days off. For I want to say the first maybe 9 months we were dating. So she would drive down on a Friday night, park at my house, take the bus in, meet me at the studio, and when my shift ended at midnight, we would go out on a date starting at midnight. And usually, thank God, we were in New York City, so we would end up at the 1 a.m. Dangerfield show to catch a few comedians, then go to a restaurant, get back to my house around, 4 or 5 a.m., go to sleep, get up, have breakfast, and I would head back into work. Then on Saturday night, we would rinse, lather, and repeat again. We would head out around midnight, maybe go see a movie, maybe just walk around Times Square, go see a band. There were still bands playing. Go back into New Jersey, head into Hoboken because the bars were open till around 2, hang out with some friends, go to a diner, come back. And then on Sunday morning, she would drive back home. I would head back into the city and go to work. Now, when I got out of work on Sunday night at midnight, I would drive up to her and arrive just about the time she was getting up to head out to work. I would sleep all day. She would come home and we would go out to dinner and a movie or hang out with her friends up there. And we did this for about 9 months before we realized it was unsustainable. We were both exhausted. However, the reason I told that whole story is every other week, I was driving for 5 to 6 hours at night, overnight. And there was a certain vibe that I would burn onto my mix CDs at the time because this was pre-iPod. There were no playlists. I was creating mix CDs, putting them into a book, and hitting the road. But I needed something that kept me awake, but also kept me in a good mood. And I ended up following this kind of vibe that in time ended up on playlists and stayed with me through all the years. And I think through the songs I choose tonight, I don't necessarily have to explain the vibe, but I think it's going to be pretty evident. Consider this the musical equivalent to Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I didn't want anything that was too amped up or too hot, and I didn't want anything that was too slow and mellow that would put me to sleep behind the wheel, or too cold. I was trying to find that sweet spot. And there's definitely a vibe in all the songs I'm going to be talking about tonight, usually involving a lot of guitar work, and I'm usually staying in a mid-tempo area, or slightly slower than mid-tempo. Nothing that's really fast or crazy. I saved that for when I needed a pick-me-up towards the end of the drive. You know, the sun was starting to rise. I was exhausted from driving all night. I had so much caffeine in me, I didn't know if I was quite tired or still shaking from the caffeine. That's when you would do the heavier side of things, the 90s hip-hop, the metal, the punk, anything to keep me going just to get to the finish line. However, most of the night involved this nighttime drive. You're driving by moonlight. The roads are a little bit more open, less obnoxious drivers on the road. Your biggest fear is trying not to get hypnotized by the headlights coming in the other direction and keep focused. And these are songs that kind of do that. But also, because it's nighttime and you're alone, that's a big part of this playlist. So when you're on a nighttime drive with other people, the vibe might be totally different. But when you're alone, it's a little bit more introspective. Think about this. Everybody at this point was sleeping. At least most people were. I worked, again, the later shifts, sometimes overnights. So my sleep schedule was a lot different than everybody else's. But this was also at the time when cell phones weren't as prominent. And you were lucky if you had a plan at the time that you weren't paying by the minute to be on said cell phone. So there was no hopping on a call with someone who happened to be awake and shooting the breeze all night long. You were on your own. And there was a certain amount of freedom to that. And it's something that I think gets lost in this day and age. Because people are so used to being connected, freedom is almost scary to people. But there is something about these songs that put me in this mode, even if I'm just listening to this playlist and I'm not in the car. So that's the vibe I'm aiming for tonight. But I also want to know, those of you listening out there, what are songs you listen to on a late night drive? You remember all those channels I mentioned at the beginning of the show? This is where you use them. I want to hear the songs that fuel your late night drives. That keeps this conversation going after the show. I'm not going to go through them all again, but in case you forgot them already because you're so busy enjoying what you're hearing from the show right now, just remember anything you need to know about my weekly mixtape, along with a back catalog of 160 plus episodes, you can find at myweeklymixtape.com. All right, so the sun has set. The keys are in the ignition or in your pocket, depending on if you have a newer car or not, and you're hitting the road for this late night solo drive. And I've got the perfect song to kick things off for tonight, and that is by the one and only Joe Bonamassa, former My Weekly Mixtape guest. He was on, and we talked about this song in length on our episode if you want to check it out in the My Weekly Mixtape archives. I am going to go with the title track from his album Slow Gin, which was a cover originally recorded by Tim Curry. Yes, that Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Clue, Muppets Treasure Island, Home Alone 2, you name it, that Tim Curry, which was brought to Joe by his producer, Kevin Shirley. And Joe did a cover of it, and it's absolutely incredible. Joe goes into the story behind this cover on our episode, so I'd much rather you hear it from him than me. But this is one of those songs that as soon as I hear it, even if I'm not in a car, it makes me feel like I need to be in one, and it needs to be at night. The vibe of this song encapsulates what I'm aiming to capture from this playlist. So if you already know the song and you know the vibe that it gives off in the music, the rest of the songs on my playlist might not be very shocking to you, but if you haven't heard this song, this is one of the ones that I always tell people, if you're going to go down the Joe Bonamassa rabbit hole, but you're not the biggest blues fan, you're more of a rock fan, I send them here. This album as a whole is amazing, but this title track stopped me dead in my tracks the first time I heard it. And believe it or not, kid you not, the first time I heard it was after I picked up the CD at Vintage Vinyl in Fords, New Jersey, which, rest in peace, they're sadly no longer there. right before they closed at 9 p.m., listening to the album at night on the Garden State Parkway, headlights coming at me, brake lights in front of me. This is the vibe we're talking about here. It's the fifth track on the album, and it's a longer track. It's almost 8 minutes long. But for those of you that don't like longer songs, don't stress. It's one of those 8 minute songs that feels more like a 3 minute song. There's just so much packed into it. You have no idea you've been listening for as long as you have by the time it's done. The one warning I will give with this song, because this happened to me the night I was driving home listening to this CD. Be careful of the sirens in the song itself that leads into the guitar solo. Because I'll tell you what, I had this thing crank so loud, I honestly thought I was getting pulled over. I started looking in my rearview mirrors, trying to find where the lights were to match. Then I realized it was part of the song. So don't let that happen to you. Just be aware it's in there. Because the last thing I want is for you listening to this song, you're getting into the vibe, you're feeling the music, you're behind the wheel, and all of a sudden, you're completely caught off guard and you're jumping out of your skin because you're now paranoid thinking you're getting pulled over. No, it's not happening. I mean, if you happen to be speeding when you're listening to it and you are getting pulled over, maybe that would be some weird musical real-life synergy, but I digress. Slow Jim by Joe Bonamassa is the perfect way to start this late night drive album. Now, these type of episodes, if you haven't figured it out yet, is me just talking off the cuff. I have no notes in front of me. It's just my microphone. And in this case, because I have a playlist that's similar to the topic, my phone in my hand, and I'm just scrolling up and down, kind of seeing where I want to go next as I'm talking here. However, something about this style of playlist, it always made me wonder, when I was doing those long drives at night, what would the daytime equivalent song be to the nighttime track? So I think tonight I'm going to try something completely different and create two simultaneous playlists at once. The one that Sean provided, which is a solo late night drive, and then one that I'll put at the bottom of the episode page, under the also mentioned in this episode section. And I'm going to call this the daytime alternative version. And each artist I talk about tonight, I'm going to drop a second song by that artist that I think will be better if you were doing this road trip during the day. I'm not going to get into these songs too much, but just throw it out in the universe. And for Joe Bonamassa, I am going to go off of his Dust Bowl album and go with his extremely fun cover of Tennessee Plates featuring the original artist John Hiatt on the track. The song just has road trip written all over it. It's the yin and yang 180 opposite of everything Joe is doing on Slow Gin. And it's also a cover, so there's some synergy in that. And it gives you, if you haven't listened to Joe's music before, two different extremes. Something that is really slow and drawn out and meant to evoke that nighttime spirit, and something that's more upbeat and sing-along and top-down and sun-shining, which he perfectly captures with the help of one of the greatest songwriters of all time, John Hiatt, covering one of his classic tracks. Now, we're talking road trip music. So let's get the elephant in the room addressed to anybody who's listened to this show more than once. There is no way I'm getting through a road trip episode and not sneaking some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers into the fold. Coming out of Slow Gin, you already have an idea of the vibe I'm going for. Now, this will be a little faster and a little more upbeat than Slow Gin, because Slow Gin is a slow burn of a song. And while it's not to the extreme that Slow Gin is, in comparison to the rest of the album it's from, fits perfectly in the number two slot. And I'm going to go off of Tom Petty's Hard Promises album and go with the song A Woman in Love, It's Not Me. The masterful Mike Campbell guitar work on full display in this track. And I think that's important because coming out of a song with guitar work like Joe Bonamassa, you can't take a huge jump from track one to track two, or this playlist is going to go off the rails before you even get three tracks in. And Mike Campbell, while not talked about in the same breath as the Joe Bonamassas and the guitar wizards out there, is an incredible lead guitarist and one of the best to do it. He knows how to play to the song. He knows how to build the song up with his guitar work. Sometimes it's flashy, other times it's restrained, but he knows, in almost a masterful sense, how to deliver the perfect guitar work for whatever song is on tap. And it's on full display in A Woman in Love, It's Not Me. Little fun fact about this one as well, if you like going down that nerd music rabbit hole, Ron Blair is the bass guitarist for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on this entire album. However, on A Woman in Love, It's Not Me, it's Donald Duck Dunn on bass. So maybe something you knew, maybe something you didn't. The song did crack the top 100, but was not a top 40 hit for the band. Surprising, but kind of not, because it is a pretty, dramatic track, I guess you'd call it, compared to everything else on Hard Promises. Although Night Watchman also has kind of a vibe that I could have used on this playlist as well. So it all depends on kind of where you want to take this. But for me, it's all about Mike Campbell on this track. And that's where I'm going to come out of Joe Bonamassa with. Because as I look at a lot of the songs that I have in this playlist on my phone here, if I were to go from Joe Bonamassa to some of these, it might not make as much sense. And while personally, I wouldn't care because I put them all on this playlist and kind of just shuffle it at my will, for the sake of the discussion in this episode, I want to be a little bit more deliberate with my approach. Now, in terms of a day trip alternative song, I mean, a Tom Petty road trip playlist, that's a topic in and of itself that I'm going to put a pin in for now, because I am definitely going to hit that up for this summer. But for now, let's just go with a day trip alternative song of King's Highway from Into the Great Wide Open. Going back to back from Joe Bonamassa and John Hiatt doing Tennessee Plates into Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' King's Highway, chef's kiss right there musically, as far as I'm concerned. But moving on, we're going to dig a little bit more into the blues, or at least the bluesier side of rock. And the song is a massive worldwide hit, number one in the U.S. and several countries around the world. And I mention that so matter-of-factly, not because I have a head full of worthless music knowledge, which is true, but we did talk about this on the Billboard number one hits of the 80s episode of the show. But along with those chart numbers, it also won a Grammy and a Juno and put Alana Miles on the map, and created a song that would become an absolute staple for thousands of female singers, along with maybe some really, really drunk male singers, from karaoke bars to reality TV shows. And it's one of those songs, kind of like Hearts Alone, that every time you hear someone else do it, you go, that's good. It's not the original, or, well, Hearts is a cover. I've talked about that many a times on the show, but Heart made it their own. So it's good. It's not Heart, or it's not Alana Miles, but it's good. Alana Miles set the bar. And I'll be honest, this is one of those songs that I would welcome if a newer artist wanted to put their spin on it. But my God, you would really have to bring something unique to even come close to the perfection that is Black Velvet. Now, for daytime alternative tracks, this is an interesting one, because I very easily can go with the album opener Our World, Our Times from her second album, Rocking Horse. But I think I'm going to stick with her self-titled album and go with Still Got This Thing. Just happens to be the album opener on that as well. I mean, it's pretty obvious between those two albums that Alana knows how to kick her albums off. And Still Got This Thing, while a bit more on the rock side in comparison to Joe Bonamassa and Tom Petty, definitely works for a daytime road trip experience. But putting us back into that solo, late night drive mindset, Going to stay with that bluesy vibe coming out of Black Velvet and go with another former My Weekly Mixtape guest and the incredible track, Nothing But the Night, featuring the unmistakable vocals from the one and only Noah Hunt and the guitar mastery of the artist and band's namesake, the one and only Kenny Wayne Shepherd. This track comes from his Lay It On Down album, one of my favorites in his catalog. We talked about this album at length on the episode, along with a ton of stuff from Kenny's discography. Really fun episode if you're into blues rock. He, along with Joe Bonamassa, Johnny Lang, really have helped carry the torch for blues rock from the 90s and beyond. And I'm so grateful for that. But once again, this song is a vibe that I don't necessarily consider this a blues song. Blues rock for sure. But as soon as you hear the groove that Chris Layton, apologies for the pun given the album name, but lays down for this track, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Because as soon as it kicks in, you feel this as a late night drive song. And I hope you see now where I'm going putting these songs back to back here. Because when I think of late night drives, this is the sound that comes to my mind. Now, I'm sure there's people out there that have completely different thoughts about what a nighttime playlist should sound like. And that's, again, where I want to hear from you. Remember, myweeklymixtape@gmail.com, myweeklymixtape.com. You know all the other places. Hit me up. Keep this conversation going. But my God, the guitar work on this track is on another level, as is pretty much anything that Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I'm just going to say it again, sorry, lays down on an album. And you could stop groaning now. I promise that's the last time I use that pun in this episode. At least, I hope. For the flip side, though, and that daytime alternative mix, I'm going to stay with the exact same album and go with a, I'm sure you're going to be shocked at this one, album opener, but Baby Got Gone. This time, Noah Hunt is not singing lead vocals on it, and it's Kenny Wayne. So he's pulling double duty, guitar and lead vocals, and he slays this one. And this song is the impetus for one of the questions I asked Kenny when he was on the show, and that was how he decides what songs go to him and what songs go to Noah vocally. It was something I was sure as hell excited to hear the answer to, and I hope you listening as well. But alongside of that, Baby Got Gone has a little bit of that rock vibe that Still Got This Thing by Alana Miles has. So coming out of Tennessee Plates and Kings Highway, I'm still staying in that same universe musically, but kind of weaving in and out of the sounds I want to incorporate on that day trip alternative mix. Now, before I go on to the next song, I want to do a quick aside here as something that goes through my mind as I'm doing this on the fly. In the moment, sometimes the temptation's there to just be extremely literal with your song choices. And I'm doing my best to not go down that road tonight, although there are some pretty tempting options to lead me down that path. Especially when you take into consideration the fact that several songs on my Night Drive playlist already have the word night in the title. And in my defense, as I'm looking at these songs in this playlist on my phone, a lot of these songs with night already in the title tend to lean musically in the same area as the rest of the songs on this playlist. Maybe by design, maybe not. For example, Heat of the Night by Bryan Adams. It's Not the Night by The Cars. If you want to go a little heavier on that side of the spectrum, Night Songs by Cinderella. But I didn't want to be literal Bryan tonight too much. So I'm going to try to make a promise to you, and I can't guarantee it because I have no idea where the rest of this playlist is going to go, but I'm going to do everything I can to not shoehorn in any other songs with the word night in it, even though all those three that I mentioned are killer tunes. So we'll see if I can keep this promise through the rest of this episode here. But I am still going to be literal for this next pick. So while night was in my last song, drive is in my next song. And no, once again, it's not The Cars, even though It's Not the Night and Drive are absolutely perfect for this mix. I'm going in a different direction musically, at least for what I'm creating for these 10 songs. So to follow up Nothing But the Night by Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I'm actually going to slow things down just a little bit more because I don't want every song to hit the exact same vibe and tone, or else the playlist won't have any peaks and valleys to it. And even though you're going with this mid-tempo to slower vibe, I still want there to be some movement in between songs so it doesn't feel too repetitive. And with that, we're going to slow it down and go with a track that opens my favorite album from said band. Now, I already said the track is Drive. Now, I said it's not The Cars, and it's also not Joe Bonamassa. So yes, I've got multiple songs on this Night Drive playlist with the word night and the word drive in the song titles. And to further complicate things, it's not the same song. This isn't The Cars Drive that's also done by Joe Bonamassa and another artist. These are three completely different songs that just happen to share the same song title. But that's besides the point. I've got two reasons why I'm not going with Joe Bonamassa. One, I've already talked about him tonight. And two, it's track three on his Blues of Desperation album, not track one. So, care to guess who it is? Once again, it's an album opening track to what I consider to be a classic album. And the album opening track is called Drive. In case you haven't guessed it, it's REM. Automatic for the People. As far as I'm concerned, this song is perfect when you are driving at night. There's just something about it that is so hypnotic in this song. Now, I know that there are some REM fans that'll go towards some of their earlier stuff as their favorite album, but for me, Automatic for the People is an absolute masterpiece, front to back, start to finish, my all-time favorite REM album. And like every song tonight, the guitar work in this track is masterful, from the acoustic opening riff to the lead guitar in it. I don't know about you, but guitars really command the Night Solo Drive playlist in my universe. I'd be curious if there are any instruments that might be different in yours. However, for a day trip alternative track, I am going to go back a little bit in REM's catalog. And I'm going to channel the movie Tommy Boy and just go with the obvious. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. There's nothing like nothing like screwing up all the lyrics to the song, no matter how much you think you know it. You probably don't. And I'm sure there's people out there that can nail it all the way through. And if you can, bravo to you, because I don't think I've ever gotten that one right. And I'm pretty good when it comes to karaoke. I can do Naughty by Nature's OPP. And Eminem is Without Me, but for some reason, It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine has been my Achilles heel of karaoke tracks. And I need to remedy that. I'm going to have to keep working on that one. But from a musical standpoint, it ups the ante a little bit from Baby Got Gone into a little bit more punk rock frantic energy. And it's perfect to close out the side for the Day Trip Alternative playlist. Now, with that being said, I hope you guys don't want to drive off a cliff considering I'm creating two simultaneous playlists here, and I'm going to make sure to wrap them both up in this next part because there you have it, folks. The first half of this solo Night Drive playlist, which kicked off with Joe Bonamassa's Slow Gin, followed by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, A Woman in Love, It's Not Me, Alana Miles' Black Velvet, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's Nothing But the Night, and REM's Drive. And for those of you that are looking for a daytime alternative version, it's Joe Bonamassa's Tennessee Plates featuring John Hiatt, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' King's Highway, Alana Miles' Still Got This Thing, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's Baby Got Gone, and REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. Head over to myweeklymixtape.com to hear all the songs I've discussed, both the day and night versions, over on the episode page at myweeklymixtape.com. And now here we are for the second half of this solo Night Drive playlist, and I'm going to stay in this vibe that we've established across the first half of this playlist. However, while it's still going to be guitar driven, it's still going to have that blues vibe, and it's still going to be in that same kind of tempo, I'm going to bring in a little bit of the hip-hop element at least for this next track. The problem is which song to go with. Because when it comes to this vibe, Everlast fits the bill to a T. I could have went with Blinded by the Sun, What It's Like, Ends, It Ain't Easy, The Climb, or Saving Grace, as any one of those songs would work perfectly in this playlist. But I have two that I'm sitting here on right now, trying to decide which way to go. The first, I Can't Move, from his Eat It Whitey's album. And the second, his duet with Santana, Put Your Lights On. I'm torn, because both songs are perfect for this playlist. And I think what's going to drive this pick is where I go next, not necessarily where I've been so far. Because if you look at what I've had on side A between Joe Bonamassa, Mike Campbell, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, hell, even the Alana Miles and REM songs have great guitar in them. So you would think Santana would be the go-to. However, I am going to go with I Can't Move. The groove of this track is completely undeniable. And it brings something a little bit different to start side B, because side A ended on a little bit of a downer note with Drive. It's a darker song. So I wanted something that picks up the pace a little bit, but stays in the same universe as everything we've heard on side A. And Put Your Lights On is still slightly darker, maybe a little slower, where yes, it would feel really nice coming out of Drive, but where I plan to go next, I think might be too much of a jump. But I should say, regardless of which of these songs I go with, I don't think I can go wrong with either one. However, for a daytime song, I'm going to go with the same album as well. Eat It Whitey's just hit an anniversary mark. Can't believe I'm saying this. 25 years. Unbelievable. Feels like it just came out yesterday and still hits like it did 2.5 decades ago. But for that day trip alternative, we're going to go with Black Jesus. That song just has a swagger to it. Now, when you're driving, it makes you lower the sunglasses and just kind of kick back, but it still fits in with some of the other songs I've talked about for the daytime alternative version of this playlist. Now, coming out of Everlast, there's going to be a pivot kind of no matter which direction I go. So I think I might do a little bit of a pivot for this next song. But the vibe is still there. And lyrically, it's really there. And this is a group that I was introduced to opening for Blues Traveler. And back in the Toon Styles days, Jay and I were fortunate enough to have the singer of this band on the show, that being Patricia Lynn, lead singer of The Wind and the Wave. It was one of my oldest's first concerts. We were sitting front row. She was maybe 6, turning 7 at the time, and she was absolutely hypnotized by this group. And I think the song that caught my attention and the look on her face watching them was the song I'm going to choose next, and that is It's a Longer Road to California Than I Thought. As soon as their set was done, we whisked our way to the back to make sure we were able to grab a copy, and Patricia was kind enough to sign it to my daughter, and we still have it framed up in our house. Musically, The Wind and the Wave kind of veer from Americana to indie. So musically, this could have probably come out of REM a little easier than Everlast. But I don't necessarily feel like this was a side starter. I feel like I had to go with Everlast to kind of pivot and start side B. This is definitely one of the more ethereal, dreamy, mellow songs on the playlist, but there's a beauty to it. And when you're driving by yourself alone at night, sometimes you just want to get lost in the lyrics. And this is one that really works for that assignment. The chorus alone, I want to know what you're going to say, know where this road is going to take us, blue skies and the moon out in the distance, and a sunset few and far behind. Now, my reading of the lyrics in no way, shape, or form does any service to the way she sings the lyrics to this song. because you feel this song in your soul when she sings it. It is a beautiful track. And yes, their music was featured on a couple of different TV shows. I want to say it was The Vampire Diaries and Heart of Dixie. Unfortunately, I don't feel like they've gotten their just due. They did have a group a couple of years back called Far From Saints, which was the trio of The Wind and the Wave, which is Dwight Baker and Patricia Lynn, alongside of Kelly Jones, who is the lead singer and guitarist for Stereophonics. They had that project that was really good, but the band's been kind of quiet since then. And that sucks because I love their music. They have some fantastic albums. So for the flip side, I kind of want to go to something different and go to a different album because It's a Longer Road to California Than I Thought is from their 2014 album From the Wreckage. I am going to go up to 2016 and Happiness Is Not a Place for the Day Trip alternative song and go with Before the World Explodes. This song was produced by the incredible Butch Walker, who at some point down the road, I know Sean also submitted an episode to The Wheel, the songs of Butch Walker, and I am waiting for that episode to pop up on this randomizer, because just between Marvelous 3 and Butch Walker's solo material alone, I could do 10 songs, not counting all the incredible work that he has produced. So that is a tough one, and I cannot wait for that one to pop up on the randomizer here. Hell, I might have to force it and just do an episode in and of itself coming up down the road here. However, the Day Trip alternative, Before the World Explodes, and for the solo night drive, The Wind and the Waves, It's a Longer Road to California Than I Thought. Now, speaking of waves, it probably feels like coming from Everlast into The Wind and the Wave and to where I'm going to be going next, that the playlist has a little bit of a wave to it. But like I said, the vibe is there, but I wanted there to be some valleys and peaks. And that's happening here on side B. And I'm going to bring things up a little bit from The Wind and the Wave and go a little bit more into the rock side of things. And I'm going to go back to masterful guitar work, a driving beat, and a hypnotizing bass line. And I'm going to go with some John Mayer. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, a driving beat and hypnotizing bass line with John Mayer? Yeah, I know, you're thinking Your Body is a Wonderland. Trust me when I say, from Continuum on, but even woven through Room for Squares and Heavier Things, there's a lot more to John Mayer than Your Body is a Wonderland. But the song I'm going to go with is the opening track from his 2009 album, Battle Studies. The song, Heartbreak Warfare, and it features the legend, Steve Jordan on drums, who just so happens to be playing with some band called the Rolling Stones as of late. Maybe you heard of them. And Pino Palladino on bass, who plays for this other band, I don't know, The Who. Maybe you heard of them too. This is a backing section that could be up there with the likes of A Double Trouble for Stevie Ray Vaughan. They're that incredible. So for them to join forces with John Mayer speaks volumes to what John Mayer offers musically. So I think when people automatically assume that he's the Your Body's a Wonderland guy, you're missing out on a lot of great music. And Heartbreak Warfare is definitely one of those songs. The guitar work that goes throughout this song is hypnotizing. I could have went with a ton of songs from John Mayer in this slot. Belief and Vultures from Continuum. Queen of California, if I wanted to stay in that acoustic vibe that The Wind and the Wave set. But Heartbreak Warfare is right in the middle of the spectrum of John Mayer that I think I wanted to bring to this playlist tonight. Now, as a day trip alternative song, I'm going to highly suggest the studio version of a song that was originally featured on the John Mayer Trio album, Try, which is a live album. The song is called Good Love is on the Way. And while the live version's incredible, the studio version is just perfect. They really captured all the essences of the live performance in the studio track. And the fact that it didn't make Continuum is a crime in and of itself. But this version you can find as the B-side to the Waiting on the World to Change single, as well as a John Mayer box set that you can get from Sony Music that features his first, I want to say, four or five albums with some bonus tracks on it. It's actually not an expensive box set either. I think it was like $30 for all the discs, and it's got a lot of additional stuff that you don't get on the regular albums. But I digress. That is your day trip alternative song, because I have road tested that one. When my wife and I were driving up from North Carolina, I picked up the CD single at a Best Buy at the time. I think that was the only place you can get the CD single, if I'm not mistaken. Might have been an exclusive. And I knew Waiting on the World to Change, so we enjoyed that. When I heard this song, I repeated it so many times, back to back to back, that my wife actually reached out and hit the eject button at one point. Said, find something else. So yeah, it hit that point with me. But to this day, it's probably my all-time favorite John Mayer song. But with that being said, is perfect for a daytime drive. And you know what? It could probably work for a night drive as well. However, when you listen to this song, you'll understand where musically it's in a little bit of a different place than Heartbreak Warfare. But yeah, for the nighttime drive, Heartbreak Warfare fits this vibe so well. And I'm sorry, I've used the word vibe probably way too many times in this episode, but that's what this topic is. You're not just simply creating a playlist here. This is creating a musical vibe to go along with a solo late night drive. And Heartbreak Warfare captures everything I'm looking for when paired with the seven songs I've already talked about. But if I do that math, because I'm pretty good, I've got two tracks left. Technically four, because I'm going to do the day trip alternatives, but I digress. This next song, coming out of Heartbreak Warfare, I think is going to be the heaviest of the night. And certainly the most upbeat. But once again, that vibe word comes into play here. Because it fits. And it fits perfectly as far as I'm concerned. First time I heard this song, I didn't even have to finish it. It got added to my night drive playlist. Because it checks all the boxes that every song I've talked about tonight checks. It's got great guitar work. It's hypnotic. Kind of sucks you into the music and the lyrics. And it's by a band that I have become a huge fan of over the last decade. And that band is The Struts, and the song is the title track to their 2023 album, Pretty Vicious. This song, spoiler alert, made my The Sound of 2023 episode with DT Carell from Space Castle, and it is still one of my favorite Struts songs across their entire catalog. The one thing I think about this song, though, it sits at track two on the Pretty Vicious album, right after the album opener, Too Good at Raising Hell, which is another incredible song. But this feels like the perfect side A closer if you were listening to this album on vinyl. It just has that sound all over the song. It's the longest song on the album, clocking in at over 5 minutes. And the guitar work on it is just amazing and fits right in line with all the tracks I've talked about tonight. From the opening riff alone, which is hypnotic, to the guitar solo when the song picks up at the end, there's also a great piano solo in the song. The song just has all the elements, and it's definitely the fastest song of the night and the most rockin' song of the night. But everything that leads into it makes it work. And as the penultimate song on this playlist, you need something big and, dare I use the word, cinematic before bringing us home for the last song of the night. But before I get to that last song of the night, I need the day trip alternative. And I'm going to go with Could Have Been Me. Not only was it the song that introduced me to the Struts music, it's still one of their most popular songs. And hell, Brian May from Queen just did a new version of it back in 2025 with the band to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Everybody Wants album. So I think that speaks for the breadth of that song. The fact that the lead guitarist from Queen is blessing it with his masterful guitar work as well. And I've been saying this for the better part of 10 years, and I'll continue to say it. If you haven't gone down the Struts rabbit hole yet, you are missing out on one of the most exciting glam hard rock bands of the last 10 years. Hands down, hard stop. These guys are so much fun, and they put on such an incredible live show. I promise you will not be disappointed. Even if you've never heard a song, if they're coming through your area, just buy a ticket. Just go. Sight unseen. I have a funny feeling you'll message me during the show to thank me. That's how much I believe in the music that the Struts are putting out. So for the daytime drive, could have been me. And for the nighttime drive, the main theme of this playlist, the title track to their 2023 album, Pretty Vicious. And now we come to the final song of the night for your solo late night drive. And believe it or not, as soon as I read the topic that Sean provided, thank you once again, Sean, this has been great, I knew what song I was closing with. As one of the musicians on this song was one of the first handful of guests I've had on my weekly mixtape, and I've had the pleasure of having this gentleman on twice, one of my favorite bass players on the planet, the one and only Billy Sheehan, Mr. Big, Sons of Apollo, Niacin, Talas, and obviously the backing band for David Lee Roth on Eat 'Em and Smile and Skyscraper. My first ever concert was the Skyscraper tour. And while Billy wasn't on that tour, he played on the album. And Skyscraper was a cassette at the time that I just wore out. One of my favorite songs on the album is probably the last song you would think of when you think of David Lee Roth, because he was always big and bombastic. And I apologize for this old school reference I'm going to go with here, but if you were to look up the word frontman in the dictionary, I think there should just be a picture of David Lee Roth, because he defines what I think about when I think of the word frontman. And maybe that opinion's colored slightly, considering Poison and David Lee Roth were my first concert ever. But that said, tucked in the middle of the Skyscraper album is this incredible, dare I say, Zeppelin-esque type song that takes David Lee Roth's vocals down to a register that you're not used to hearing him in. And the song is called Damn Good, with no other word to describe it, masterful guitar playing by Steve Vai, hypnotizing. I know I've used these words a lot, but that's part of the sound of all of these songs. And I'm starting to run out of adjectives at this point. But you put Steve Vai, Billy Sheehan, Greg Bissonette, and Brett Tuggle together, it's magic. And this album is great, but Damn Good is just that. It's a damn good song. And it's one that, considering David Lee Roth is still out touring as of this recording, I'm shocked he doesn't put into the set. I know he's doing mostly Van Halen songs when he goes out, which is disappointing because he's got a lot of great solo material that he does kind of play around with his register in. And I wonder, a song like Damn Good, I could see him pulling off very easily, given the fact that as he's aged, his vocals aren't quite what they were in the heyday of Van Halen and the rest of his solo catalog. Musically, it's one of those songs when you're driving by moonlight. And I talked about the lyrics and I talked about the sound just kind of engulfing you and taking you to a place where you're kind of looking inward. This song is very reflective. It's very calming. And it's one of those songs that I always put on my mixes when I had to drive 5.5 hours at night, because it just put me in a good place. Still does. Every time I hear it. And I hope it does the same thing for you when you listen back to this playlist, because that's where this conversation kind of begins, after the show's done. However, have to go with the day trip alternative, and I'm just going to stay with the same album here and go with the obvious pick, just like Paradise. Yes, I know it's the big hit. Yes, I know it was in Rock of Ages. Yes, I know it's not off of Eat 'Em and Smile. But Just Like Paradise is one of those songs that when you think road trip, it just fits in so well, especially during the day when you're going down to the beach, have that playing as you're driving down the parkway. I know I'm talking very New Jersey here, but wherever you're going during the summer, it's a perfect road trip song. But for nighttime, and the perfect way to land this 10-song playlist, some damn good David Lee Roth. And that, my friends, concludes the second half of this solo night drive playlist, which kicked off with Everlast's I Can't Move, followed up by The Wind in the Waves' It's a Longer Road to California Than I Thought, John Mayer's Heartbreak Warfare, The Struts' Pretty Vicious, and David Lee Roth's Damn Good. Now, if you want the day trip alternative to that, you have Everlast's Black Jesus, followed up by The Wind in the Waves' Before the World Explodes, John Mayer's Good Love is on the Way, The Struts' Could Have Been Me, and David Lee Roth's Just Like Paradise. Head over to myweeklymixtape.com to hear all the songs I've discussed in both of these mixes, the night and daytime version, through the playlists embedded on the episode page. And there you have it, my friends, 10 songs to sum up a solo nighttime drive. Thank you very much to Patreon mixtaper Sean Goff for chiming in with this one. I hope this playlist lived up to your expectations, and I can't wait to hear what songs you chose for your playlist. And you know what? While you're doing it, create the day trip alternative as well. That just kind of came out on the fly as I was recording this, but now I want to hear yours as well as everyone's solo nighttime drive as well as daytime alternative playlists. Hit me up, myweeklymixtape@gmail.com, @myweeklymixtape on all the social media haunts. You can also use the contact page at myweeklymixtape.com. Or like my friend Sean Goff did, you can join the Mixtaper community at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. It's free to join, and there's other tiers there if you'd like to support the show a little extra. And while that support is extremely appreciated, it is never expected. I just appreciate you tuning in and week out to hear these discussions. If you'd like to support the show in other ways, wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, please leave a 5-star review, a thumbs up, or a comment. Do all the things. It might not seem like much to you, but to the algorithm, it means a lot, and it helps other music fans discover and find what I'm doing over here on the show. If you have a topic or genre you'd like to suggest for a future randomized episode, use any of those channels, send it my way. I'll add it to the list and obviously give you a shout out if it's the one chosen. Once again, my name is Brian Colburn. This has been My Weekly Mixtape, and until next time, enjoy the tunes.